KSRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. In their quest to hunt down and attack ICE agents, rioters in St. Paul went as far as storming a church service yesterday. People even suspected of working for ICE and enforcing federal immigration law were harassed. Some pro-ICE demonstrators also held gatherings over the weekend in Minneapolis-St. Paul. Demonstrations in Greenland over the weekend as President Trump stands by his declaration that the U.S. must gain control of the strategically important Arctic island. The European Union is chiming in on Mr. Trump's threat of higher tariffs.
The EU is considering imposing 93 billion euros worth of tariffs on the United States, or restricting the access of American companies to the bloc's single market, if Donald Trump makes good on his promise to impose tariffs on any country that gets in the way of his takeover of Greenland, a territory of Denmark. The EU's retaliatory measures are being prepared to give Brussels leverage in talks with the US president in Davos this week, where the EU hopes to reach some kind of compromise. France and Germany's finance ministers meet in Berlin today to establish a joint position.
The BBC's Katja Adler. Spanish police say at least 39 people have been confirmed dead in a high-speed train collision in southern Spain. The crash occurred last evening when a train from Malaga to Madrid derailed and hit an oncoming train. Authorities are still recovering bodies from the mangled wreckage of shattered glass and twisted steel. The death toll may rise. It was a bitterly cold, snowy weekend along a vast expanse of the East Coast, including in the heavily populated New York, New Jersey region. Wall Street closed today for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, a federal holiday. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is packing his bags.
The popular evangelist is preparing for his first overseas gospel festival of 2026. Graham is scheduled to preach January 24th and 25th to crowds in the Cambodian city of Siem Reap. Cambodia is involved in a border dispute with Thailand that has erupted into violence recently. And Graham says, quote, "All the suffering is heartbreaking. I want to remind people there is hope. I am coming to share the message of the Bible and peace through Jesus Christ." Michael Harrington reporting.
Christian legal experts are hopeful that the Supreme Court will uphold state laws that ban males from playing on female sports teams. John Birch of Alliance Defending Freedom says, "I think there are cultural, political, and legal headwinds all supporting this notion, and that it's just a lie that a man can be a woman. If we want a society that respects women and girls, then we need to come to terms with that truth, and the sooner that we do that, the better." This is SRN News. He may not be at spring training, but a Dodgers ace will be on the mound for a last hurrah playing for Team USA.
Clayton Kershaw is not done pitching just yet. He has agreed to join the U.S. team for this year's World Baseball Classic. The left-handed Kershaw announced last September that he was retiring at the end of last season. He had a stellar career with the Los Angeles Dodgers. The three-time NL Cy Young Award winner wanted to pitch for the Americans in the 2023 tournament, but was prevented because of insurance issues. The U.S., which lost the 2023 title game to Japan, opens March 6 versus Brazil at Houston. I'm Geffen Coolbaugh.
It certainly doesn't happen often. Parts of central and south Georgia and the Florida Panhandle blanketed with measurable snow over the weekend. It wasn't much, confined mainly to grassy areas and some elevated surfaces, but most unusual picture nonetheless. More details, SRNNews.com.